This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's state government is likely to deliver a jolt of one-time spending amid the pandemic and provide sustained funding increases on health care and public education under a newly drafted budget bill. The lead House Budget Committee today unanimously endorsed the spending plan for the coming fiscal year that increases general fund spending by $332 million for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. That represents a 4.6% increase over current fiscal year spending. Total general fund spending would increase to nearly $8 billion under the plan that includes a 1.5% raise for employees throughout the state government, K-12 schools, and public colleges and universities. Larger raises are slated for prison guards. Legislative budget analyst Bill Valdez said a decrease in the state inmate population is making more money available for prison guard raises and programs to address recidivism and substance abuse. A vote on the draft budget plan by the full House of Representatives is scheduled this week before the proposal moves to the Senate for possible amendments and approval. Public schools in New Mexico rely on the state for most of their funding, and the draft budget would increase K-12 spending by 5.5% to $3.3 billion. That's a $175 million increase. President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Interior Department says oil and natural gas will continue to play a major role in America for years to come. But New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland, Biden's nominee to be Interior Secretary, says the United States also must address climate change and recognize that the energy industry is changing. In testimony prepared for her confirmation hearing tomorrow, she said the Interior Department has a role in, quote, harnessing the clean energy potential of our public lands to create jobs, while restoring and conserving federal lands. Haaland said in the testimony that Biden's agenda, including the possible creation of a civilian climate corps, quote, demonstrates that America's public lands can and should be engines for clean energy production and has the potential to spur job creation. Haaland's remarks are intended to rebut criticism from some Republicans who have complained that her opposition to drilling on federal lands will cost thousands of jobs and harm economies throughout the West. If confirmed, Haaland would be the first Native American to lead a cabinet agency. Native Americans see Haaland's nomination as the best chance to move from consultation on tribal issues to consent and to put more land into the hands of tribal nations, either outright or through stewardship agreements. The Interior Department has broad oversight of tribal affairs and energy development. Citing downward trends in new COVID-19 cases, top administrators of some of the largest healthcare networks in New Mexico said today that visitation restrictions at some hospitals were being eased for non-coronavirus patients. The officials said during an online briefing that the changes include longer visiting hours and, in some cases, more than one person will be allowed in. Still, they noted that while the daily case totals have been declining, the 7-day rolling average of infections in New Mexico remains higher now than it was last spring and summer. They urged people to continue wearing masks and to keep distance from others. Chief Quality and Safety Officer at University of New Mexico Hospital, Dr. Rohini McKee, said two factors need to be kept in mind: current vaccination rates and emerging variants. She said it could be the summer before more groups of people are vaccinated under the state's phased plan, and there's still not enough information on how the new variants will affect transmission rates. The hospitals also are continuing with vaccination efforts, but said the focus has been on getting people their second shots per guidance from the state health department. This is KUNM.